Episode 2466, Change Your Heart.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. I hope you are enjoying a restful and rejuvenated weekend. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and I really want you to allow yourself to go into deeper thought. I want you to shut away all the craziness and spend just a few moments here. It's not going to be long, so just a few moments. Change your heart. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. The question I have for you today, and I want you to really listen to this question clearly. Are you looking for a transaction or a transformation? You decide. Change your heart with prayer. Now, I know that sounds maybe a little bit, what do you mean? Transaction, transformation, you're talking about prayer and God. How do you talk to God? How do you have communication with Him? Well, if you're one who believes in Jesus Christ, that He came and was sent here as God's only Son to die on the cross for your sins, then you also believe that there's a Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells within you. And within that, right, it allows us to have direct communication with God. Now, what does that mean? Can you actually hear God audibly? I personally cannot. Do I hear God in other ways? 100%. But this is something that you grow with in your faith. And so I ask you today, how do you talk to God? Do you praise Him and ask for His help? Or do you ask God if He will do something in exchange for something else? You see, prayer is our way of communicating with God. It allows us to ask for forgiveness. It allows us to give Him praise and thanks. And let me tell you, there's no magic prayer. It's your voice. And it doesn't have to be a verbal one. It can be in your mind. I pray a lot, and it's not necessarily out loud. God still hears you. But you see, it's not about the prayer itself. It's about how you're treating it. God is not looking for a bargaining chip. He's got the whole world in His hands. What God wants from you is a changed heart. Change your heart with prayer. You see, God wants a transformation, not a transaction. But most of us, we go through and request from Him, can I have this? And when you give me this, then I'm going to give this. And that's truth. We act that way. But we act that way because we're acting from our humanness, our earthly being. Prayer, you see, is a conversation with God. You've got to drop your agenda and ask God to enter into conversation with you about your situation or circumstance. I know you may not understand it, but God has the best plan for your life. Jeremiah 29:11. He promises that He will build you a future. And He already knows your plans. But you have to be willing to know His. Because ultimately that's what counts. But unfortunately, with the way we see the world, we want immediate gratification. We are looking for a transaction. Lord, if you just give me this break, just take care of this for me, then guess what? I will go to church every Sunday with you. Now, you cannot tell me you haven't said that at one point or in some form or fashion. I have, and not just once. But we have to move beyond a transactional relationship with our Heavenly Father. It has to come down to a transformation. Are you want something that affects you here on earth and gives you eternal life in heaven? Or do you really want just a transaction? Because that's going to be short-lived. And so when you look at how you're talking to God, I want you to ask yourself, am I looking at it from the position of, I want this because I want this. And if you give me this in my time frame, then I will in turn do this for you. Or you say something like, Lord, please give me this because I just know and I've been working really, really hard. Yes, you can say that. But when you think about it, all of us work really, really hard. We're not guaranteed what we want. And we also have to remember that God's plans are the heavenly plans, which are the best plans. We think I know we have better plans, but His are superior. So take a moment today. I challenge you to do this because I have been really meditating on this and saying, is my relationship with God a transaction or is it a transformation? Am I looking for something more than just a result? And I'm not saying you can't go to God and ask for things from Him. You most certainly can. That's part of your conversation. But unfortunately, we're only utilizing God for our 911 calls and then to get what we want. He wants to be there in your everyday. So open up your heart. Change your heart with prayer. Really look deep and say, is what I'm asking Him in my quiet time, whenever that quiet time is. It may be driving in traffic. That's okay. God didn't say it had to be quiet, right? It was just make a joyful noise. So whatever you deem as my time to talk to God, if it's in traffic, if it's on your knees, if it's in the shower, if it's on the toilet, if it's making dinner, so long as you can actually focus and you're not too distracted. I mean, come on, I can get distracted too. A puppy dog will bark and want to go outside. I'm like, seriously, I'm in the middle of a conversation here. But then you have to stop and you have to come back into conversation. But really think about how you are leading your life. Is it along God's side? Or you're trying to do it yourself within your own strength, saying, you know what? I got this. I'm going to check off this. Oh, wait, this and this and this. I got all three of these, but I need this fourth one here. Lord, come on. You got this. I know you can just give it to me, right? And God may say, yeah, I want to give that to you. But there's a few other things you have to learn along the way. Change your heart with prayer. Be mindful of having a relationship with God that will create a transformation and let the transaction fall to the side. Don't live for the outcome. Live for what God has declared over your life. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.